I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Getting U.S. agriculture products to their intended buyers in a timely manner may require higher wages for truckers and warehouse workers, according to the chairman of the U.S. Federal Maritime Commission. Kristen Monaco is director of the FMC's Bureau of Trade Analysis. She told commissioners during a recent hearing that truck drivers are generally not paid for the time they spend waiting, and long waits hurt efficiency.
And so if you anticipate that, say, between 20% and 33% of a long haul or a drayage driver's time is spent waiting to get in and out of a loading dock, to pick things up, to get in the port gates, and that waiting time ratio goes up to 50%, it's not that you don't have enough people, it's that you've effectively taken away your capacity of the people. Think of it as sort of reducing your labor supply, but having the same number of people there because you're just not making use of their time. And that is an inefficiency, and it's not currently paid, which means there's very little economic incentive to fix that inefficiency.
Grace Wang is the director of competition analysis for the FMC. She showed data that indicated a sharp drop in agricultural exports, including a 38% drop in cotton exports between July 2019 and July 2021. With the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network, I'm Maura Bennett. For more ag news and comments, visit aginfo.net.